Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is me, yours truly. And we're going to have a very interesting call tonight. And before I get started, I want to let everyone know that the call that I will be doing in 2 weeks has already been recorded, and I think you're really going to enjoy that one. It's going to be about hormones and reproduction, which is a very popular and hot topic. In fact, it's the second most popular subject call I get after people who are doing our 10-day cleanse. So obviously we are going to be talking about some aspects of the cleanse process today that will hopefully help a lot of people. Now, I realize everyone doesn't listen to these, but I'm hoping that more and more people will, that can, sort of keep a lot of people from calling when it's really, you know, the answers are pretty clear. So we're going to try and cover some basic points here. First thing I want to cover, because I get this question a lot, is it okay for women who are nursing or pregnant to do the cleanse? Well, yes and no. It's perfectly fine to take the products if you are pregnant or if you are nursing. But in either case, you need a lot more calories. So you do not just simply do the cleanse or transformation products and don't do anything else if you are nursing or pregnant. It's just not a healthy thing to do for the baby or for mom. So I always say if you're going to do it, you can do it, but add things like avocados, bananas, raw nuts, raw cheese, fruits and vegetables. You want to have at least 1,500 to 2,000 calories minimum for nursing or for pregnancy. And it's a good idea to be adding 2 to 3 or even 4 servings of plain barley juice a day for women who are pregnant or nursing, because the barley juice is very high in folic acid, which of course is very important for women who are pregnant to have a healthy, normal pregnancy. And it also is incredibly good for increasing milk production during nursing. So I think that will be a big help. Now, I do want to remind everyone, I interrupted myself in my train of thought. The call that's in 2 weeks has already been pre-recorded, because we're going to be at the Oasis, and we'll be working and helping Dave and Rodney, who are going to be there, and we're having 2 weekends for the winners of the transformation contest. And I'm really looking forward to meeting a couple of people who probably are listening tonight, who I've talked to many times on the phone and never met face to face. So it's a really good opportunity to do that, which I'm really looking forward to. So that's the one area is the pregnancy, nursing question that comes up over and over and over again. Now, another question that always comes up is, and I'd say this is the number one email that I get. I'm nauseous, I've already thrown up, I got terrible headaches, feel lousy, no energy, you name it. Okay, these are all detox symptoms, every single one of them. Now, the best way to look at these simply, now everyone's not going to experience this, but enough people experience this, and if you haven't experienced it this time, you'll probably experience it sometime or another, because it's just normal. When you're having things like headaches and nausea and even throwing up, it's indicative of the fact that toxins and garbage are trying to get out of your body. This also accounts for people who have really bad breath, bad taste in their mouth, cakey tongues, really smelly urine and feces. These are all good signs, because ask yourself, do I rather have this garbage inside my body, or would I rather have it outside in the toilet or washed off in the shower or thrown up? So in other words, these are all normal, natural kinds of reactions that happen to many people. Now, one of the best ways to keep these kinds of things from happening a lot is to simply, if you are not on a super clean diet, and your typical type of, you know, you try to eat well, but you know you don't, you know, and you probably, you know, drink some coffee, maybe even have a beer or two, whatever. The best approach to do the cleanse is to spend a week to 2 weeks and totally clean up and revise your diet, which means no coffee, no caffeine, you know, no white flour, no white sugar, no processed foods. Add lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, no beef or pork, and really clean up your diet before you launch into doing the cleanse. You will find you will do much, much better. Now, another thing, question that comes up all the time, is exercise. Just had an email today from a gentleman who works out heavy duty, and he knows he's burning 1,000 calories in his exercise, and he feels awful. Well, I mean, this isn't rocket science, folks. You're consuming 600 calories and you're burning 1,000. Guess what? That doesn't work. And in fact, you can cause damage to the body. You can actually reverse the cleansing effect. Because when you're cleansing, the body says, yippee, and it starts, when it sees that it's taking in 600 calories of semi-pre-digested food, the digestive system does less work, so the body starts sending energy to the internal organs to do house cleaning. And so if you want to go do some heavy-duty workouts, guess what? You are now telling your body, hey, I'm not into this cleansing routine you're doing. I want you to send energy to my muscles because I'm going to go lift weights. And then the body says, are you crazy? I don't have enough calories for you. And the muscles say, well, I'm doing it anyhow. So in other words, it's called being in tune with what's going on, okay? One of the main reasons for doing a cleanse, besides the obvious, besides the idea that we want to detoxify, besides the idea of what we, you know, say in terms of the marketing, that, you know, this is a great weight loss program, okay, besides those two things, one of the main benefits of doing a cleanse, you realize that you do not live primarily by food and water and even air. And this can be proven because our bodies, believe it or not, are worth less than a couple bucks. I mean, when you die, if you had your body just simply broken up, the chemicals and the material that it's made of is not worth a whole bunch. And if I were to drop dead right now on the floor where I'm talking to you, and somebody started pumping, you know, a fresh oxygen into my lungs and, you know, green juice into my mouth, I'm probably not going to be another Lazarus. I'm not going to come back to life. So obviously there's something else there. What else is there is what is actually primarily keeping us alive. And that's called life energy, life force, prana, whatever you want to call it. But there's something else that keeps us ticking. It ain't the food, folks. It ain't the water. It ain't the air. And one of the best benefits of doing this kind of cleanse is starting to help our consciousness and our mind recognize that there is another source of power that is actually responsible for not only keeping us alive, but this power also is responsible for healing us when anything goes wrong. As a matter of fact, this mechanism of self-healing is operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, as long as you are on planet Earth. And many times, we are not even aware that it's going on. That's pretty phenomenal. Sometimes we are, obviously. But a lot of times, we are not aware whatsoever. You have no idea, when you eat something, how your stomach and digestive system is actually processing the food. We're clueless. We're out to lunch on that, pardon the pun. We have no idea how the peristaltic action of our small intestine and our large intestine moves this liquid mass through our small intestines so that the nutrients are absorbed through the cell, the wall of the small intestine, and go into the capillaries, into the bloodstream, and delivered to every cell in your body, like billions. And then the rest of it, the water is extracted and recycled back to the body so we don't get dehydrated. This is why when you get diarrhea, you can dehydrate. And then what ends up in the colon is primarily solid material plus a whole bunch of bacteria. That's good bacteria. And that's basically what our feces is made out of. And we are clueless how all this stuff works. And yet it's happening every single day. So one of the reasons I like to always share this is that, you know, it's a good idea to sort of be grateful. You know, say thank you, body. I'm really grateful that you are doing all this, and I'm not even aware of it. It's pretty phenomenal when you think about it. And most of us don't think about it, but it's a good idea to think about it. And the more you think about it and ponder it, the more appreciation you have. And when you have appreciation, it actually starts to change the way you look at your body and the way you look at life. Now, one of the best things that we can do while we're cleansing is to try and incorporate rest and relaxation when we can. Doing affirmations is good. I know some people have to keep working. That's understandable, and that's why we've designed the cleanse so that it's easy to do, and it does give you balanced nutrition so that you can continue to do what you have to do. But the point is anything you can eliminate, it's good to eliminate as activity. It is good to do some light exercise, like walking. One of the best things you can do is bouncing on one of these little mini trampolines, rebounders, and doing deep breathing. In fact, rebounding, doing deep breathing, and saying an affirmation at the same time is phenomenally beneficial. So, those are basics. Now, one of the things I can, I'd like to share with you is something that I recently found, because this is a good tool that everyone can use, especially while cleansing and if we're dealing with any kinds of, health challenge or pain or whatever. This is an article that was, This is from the 1980s. January 1982 was in Science Digest. Doctors in North America, Europe, and Japan have been applying the healing power of music. That one experiment at the hospital in Montreal, classical music worked so well as a painkiller that many terminally ill cancer patients could be taken off analgesic drugs completely. Around the world, medical facilities are combining this new, quote, medicine with conventional forms of treatment, finding that music is very effective for decreasing chronic pain, easing childbirth, inducing relaxation to reduce stress, reducing risks of high blood pressure, and accelerating learning. Now, I want to point out the reason I'm reading this right now to you is that one of the best things you can do to get the most out of your cleanse and detox is to de-stress, to relax. Because the more you can relax the entire body, the easier it is for that energy to travel to the various organs to actually do the cleansing it's trying to do. So I will go on. Dorothy Redelack, in her book, The Sound of Music and Plants, and this is from 1976, I think the book is still available, reported her work using galvanic skin response monitors and charting growth records of plants under differing sound environments. Her plants grew toward the speakers and thrived when exposed to certain types of music and shriveled away from other types. Her plants appeared to respond positively to classical music, especially that of India, but recoiled strongly or died when heavy rock music was played to them. Studies have shown that slow, peaceful instrumental music, such as the largo or adagio movements of Baroque and classical sonatas and symphonies, has the effect of lowering the heart rate and blood pressure and reducing muscle tension. In addition, such music has been clinically proven to induce the alpha brain waves characteristic of deep mental relaxation. Now that is pretty doggone phenomenal, I think everyone will agree. So in other words, use things that you have at your disposal. You know, everyone's got the ability to find soft music. If you're cleansing, do everything you can to provide an environment that makes your body more receptive and conducive to the cleansing process. You see, the way it works is this. Toxins, and some toxins are very dangerous, like some of the heavy metals, like some of the benzenes, and this stuff's in the air, I mean, it's in the water, it's hard to avoid all this stuff, and this is another reason why doing a cleanse once or twice a year is a great idea. We actually do a fast every single week, one day a week. We actually do it tomorrow. And we usually do it just by drinking like just the barley juice or something. And it's a great way to get into the habit of giving the body a day off physically to do some cleansing, to do some healing, and get rid of stuff it doesn't want, that we're constantly being you know, affected by. So the process is this, friends. When the body has some toxins and it doesn't want those toxins to do damage inside the body and it can't normally get rid of them on a daily basis through the skin, through the lungs, through the urine, or through the feces, and those are the basic four avenues that the body uses for cleansing, it stores them. Because the one thing it doesn't want these toxins to do is end up in the heart or the brain. So it can't let them keep floating around the bloodstream. So when we actually go into a cleaning, cleansing mode, the body takes advantage of what it has sequestered and releases them carefully and slowly to make sure they end up exiting through one of the four channels of the lungs, the skin, the urine, or the feces. And so if we are cooperating by relaxing, by drinking plenty of water, by doing some light exercise, by really tuning in to the body's process, we will speed up the body's ability to get rid of what it's trying to rid itself of. And so this is a cooperative effort. You see, many people that I talk to, who I get calls and emails from, and I understand this. You know, everyone's got a busy life. But when you do something like this, it's a real good idea to try and change your mental outlook and to really focus on what you are doing. So in other words, you're a participant. Rather than just thinking, okay, I'm going to plunk down some money and I'm going to get these products and I'm going to follow this schedule and that's it. Well, yeah, you'll get some results and you may lose weight. You may get rid of some toxins. But you may not do nearly as well as you could if you participated by helping the body along. Pretty simple. And I think this makes sense to most people. I'm sure most of, if not all of you who are listening, are nodding your head, say, yeah, no, this makes 100% sense. And every time I talk to someone on the phone or email them back with this kind of information, they say, oh yeah, that makes total sense. But you see, we're all busy. We're all on a roller coaster of insanity, really, what I call it. Instant gratification, you know, we want results, we want it right now, we don't have to pay for it, but I really commend all of you who have done the cleanse, who are considering doing the cleanse, Because it is. It's an easy thing to do, and if you do it right, you will really reap amazing results, phenomenal results. And many people have seen conditions considered diseases or illnesses disappear just by doing this. And many people who do a cleanse are doing it for that reason. Now, I want to read one more thing to you in our last segment here, because I think this is appropriate, and you know, so hopefully you'll either appreciate this or at least be open to hearing what someone else thinks. This was actually written by a person by the name of Erica Benson. I don't know where Erica lives, but she says, I live on a remote cattle ranch in Oregon. I don't own a television, so when I climb in the pickup after irrigating or chasing cattle or feeding them hay, the radio is always on to keep me company. If nothing else, today I caught Dr. Dean Adell's Medical Minutes. And many of you people are probably aware of Dr. Dean Adell. He's been on the radio for many years, and he's got some good things to say. He's a traditional doctor, but he also is into understanding alternative types of medical treatments, and he's really receptive to them. You know, he doesn't call them, you know, say they're a bunch of nonsense, like, you know, some medical doctors do, but more and more medical doctors are coming around realizing that they better get on board, because more and more of their patients are walking in saying, you know, I'm doing chiropractic, I'm taking green juice now, you know, and either they're going to find out about it or they're not going to have a patient. So Erica says, instead of hopping right away and closing the gate I'd just driven through, I sat still with the door half open, riveted to the broadcast. His topic was the healing benefits of spirituality. According to medical reports, folks who have a deep abiding faith suffer from less stress than the faithless person. Stress causes depression, hinders healing, and can shorten the human lifespan. And I think we're all aware that stress is with us. The doctor's conclusion was further research studying spirituality as a stress reducer could be a great advantage to the health and well-being of Americans who are ranked the highest users of anti-stress, antidepressant medication in the world. Erica says, I've already seen this in my own life. The more I turn my troubles over to God, the less I worry. The less burden I have to bear, the freer I am. I'm healthier, happier, and more energetic. Now she says, God isn't there to keep me from trouble in this world. God's there to help me when I'm in trouble. God's a shoulder to lean on when I'm in a jam. And believe me, in ranching, I am up to my eyeballs in jams. I hope Dr. Adell can stir up interest in a study pertaining to the healing benefits of spirituality. That would be great. Wouldn't it be great to hear our doctor tell us, say two prayers and call me in the morning? So that is another piece of information that can help us. You know, I talk to people all the time, and I would say the majority, the overwhelming majority of people who are participating in any type of spiritual understanding, they will they're very receptive to this. I would say the majority of PHP people are incredibly receptive to spiritual ideals, and which is another reason why I think they're attracted, why you guys are attracted to Purium, because, you know, we produce whole food supplements. I mean, we don't do anything different. We're not doing something ourselves. We're just simply finding the best thing that Mother Nature and the good Lord has put on this planet and trying to process it as minimally as possible to bring it to you. So I think there's people who are already in tune with this idea. So this is just another tool to take advantage of. In other words, don't separate yourself from what your beliefs are, you know, the fact that there's music that can help, because what you want to do is try to be in as peaceful and as unstressed an environment as you can, as much time as you can, while you are doing the cleanse. And of course, once you've done it on the cleanse, you're probably going to realize, wait, I can live a more stress their stressless life day to day, which is really what we're all trying to accomplish. So hopefully this information has helped you all. I really ask you all to share this with your friends and colleagues and people who are thinking of doing the cleanse or having trouble, because we do address quite a few of the issues that I get emails on every single day, and we're here to support you. But just keep in mind that it's a lot more than just simply losing weight. It's a lot more than just simply detoxification. It's a mindset. And if you can get into really appreciating what that mindset is, then you will get far, far more out of it. And that's really what we want for all of you. I mean, that's certainly what I want. And I know that's what everyone at Purium wants. Because, sure, you know, we're all in business and we all got to pay our bills. But really, at the end of the day, what really matters is, have we really helped somebody live a better life? Because if we haven't, the money ain't going to do us any good, let's face it. And I think all of you who are sharing the transformation program and sharing Purium products, I think all of you really recognize that. That yes, it's nice to get our bills paid, but it's really nicer to be able to actually see someone's life improved where they say thank you. I mean, that is big. So once again, I just want to remind you all that in 2 weeks, my wife and I, Nora and myself, will be with Dave and Rodney at the Oasis, helping out with the winners weekend. And the call that is in 2 Wednesdays has already been recorded, and I think you'll find it very helpful. It is about hormones, the reproductive cycle, libido, and these kinds of issues that I get a lot of questions about. And I think you'll enjoy listening to this information because it's an entirely different slant on the subject. So once again, friends, it's been a pleasure being with you. Take good care. God bless. Bye for now. See you in 2 weeks. Or sooner.